the maintained road would be a kind of public road.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And each public road, when I was growing up, and for a long time after I was grown, each public road was maintained by a group of people who live adjacent. Well, we said that there was 3 miles of this road out here, and this settlement here, these people right here, within that 3 mile limit, had to meet on certain days to repair that part of the road.
I see.
Road workers, we were called.
Uh-huh.
And when they got together, they'd agree on a foreman. The foreman was usually the axe man. My father used to be the axe man because he was so good with an axe. And then the axe man, or the foreman, as we'd call him, he'd designate certain ones in that group to be the shovel men. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then he'd designate certain ones in that group to be the hoe men. Well, the hoe men had to break that dirt in with hoes while the shovel men went by and shoveled it out of the ditches alongside the road and threw it up out of the ditches. Then we had to come along, the hoe men, which was usually my lot, have to come along with the hose and rake it up to the center of the road and build it up in a crown so that the surface water would run off to some extent.
Did you have a special name for the ditches where you got your dirt?
No special name.
They just called it a ditch.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's interesting. That's something I never heard. I never got straight in my mind, you know, exactly how they... was this by just common consent that the settlement road would be kept up this way?
Yes, that was by common consent.
Mm-hmm.
But the road commissioner, back in the early days, he'd designate certain areas that this community had to work, you see. Now, he was the man in the county seat, if I remember correctly. And I was just trying to think. The name of the man who was county road commissioner when I began teaching, I think that his name was up here in Baker County.
Hmm.
And so as a teacher, I was exonerated from road work. And so another teacher and I went to see, I'm pretty sure was his name, to get relieved from road work. So he gave us a okay that we were to be relieved from road work because we were school teachers.
Almost be like being drafted, is that?
That's right.
Well, that's fascinating. I never
and
knew
the
that.
And the other fellows had to bear the brunt of working roads, you see.
Well,
we set up in the school house.
We had our roads named in our
community. What, honey?
We had our roads named.
Uh-huh.
Each road in our community had a name. Mm-hmm. Like Sam Madison Road.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was leased to Sam Madison's Plantation. Through the pig farm. And the Bush Road. And then Will Dixon Road. He built that road. Cut it out. Cut the bushes. And cleared the road.
Mm-hmm.
We called it the Will Dixon Road.
Well, we used to do that too about the settlement road that I just mentioned that went through McKinnontown. We'd call that sometimes, you know, McKinnontown Road. Just, you know, make people understand what road we were talking about.